If you love hurricanes, daiquiris, and, well, any rum cocktail, listen up. Captain Morgan's about to shake things up like never before. We're talking Bourbon Street, New Orleans, home to legendary drinks and unforgettable moments. But what if we told you the most iconic cocktails here have one thing in common? Hint? It's not bourbon. That's right, it's rum. And Captain Morgan is bringing unforgettable fun to Bourbon Street in a way you won't want to miss. Get ready for something big as we gear up for Super Bowl 59. Make sure to keep your eyes on NOLA's most iconic street. Who knows, Bourbon Street might just need a new name. Stay tuned for clues and get ready for the most legendary adventure yet. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Original Spice Rum, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Company, New York, New York.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back to Old School with DP and J, presented by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese.
Welcome back, Old School, 937 The Ticket. Husker Hall of Famer Jay Foreman. I'm DP. We're live at Barry's in the Haymarket. We're about a half hour away from tip, and Jay, I want to be excited about it.
Yeah,
but there is that
angst.
Angst is a good word for it. It's Juwan Howard and the Wolverines, and again, they come in at 5-3. They have their own issues.
Yeah,
like they have their own problems. They don't rebound well defensively either. Yeah. They can be beat in the middle of the floor. The three-point shooting needs to be on.
Right.
But they are huge, talented, athletic, and I think slightly arrogant.
Yeah. Look, at the University of Michigan, arrogance is part of their DNA. But they're big. They're big. They're physical. You know, they got plenty of talent. They just aren't, playing up to their potential right now. And you definitely don't want them to hit their stride tonight against us. So, you want the crowd to be into it. And you know, obviously that four overtime game took a lot out of a young, inexperienced team with two guys, especially Andre going into the locker room early.
Lat going in.
Yeah. That hurt them physically. And then you see them run out of gas, it looked like, against Indiana, you know, on the road when they came out strong and then kind of sputtered, right? So, you know, they got to play their way – you know, that they have been defensively, because they've been playing a lot more efficient defense. They're going to have to team rebound. So, you don't want to see a lot of runouts, especially early in the game. Keep the game – I always say you want to play solid, right? You want to play solid defense, rebound, try to limit second shots, especially with defensive rebounding, and make Michigan play some defense, you know, because obviously they got the big guy in the middle from the DMV that's dangerous. He's effective, obviously, he's going to be a future NBA player, and then you want to make the other guys beat you, and then see where you're at, and keep the game close, and then kind of overwhelm them with, our size and athletic ability, and obviously their playmaking ability. So it's going to be a huge game for Verge, you know, matched up with their point guard to see who can play more efficient. It's going to be a huge game for Verge to actually. This is a game here that's set up, tailor made for the way he plays. Right, break down the defense and create. I know guys haven't hit open shots, but, you know, get guys scoring ability. You got to keep D-walking out of foul trouble. And then Andre is going to have to come in and not only play, but play well.
And contribute.
Because his size and athletic ability and his ability to finish around the hoop can offset some of the things that Michigan has, you know, obviously a size and advantage and playmaking on the inside against us, because 6'11 in a big frame and athletic is still 6'11, big frame and athletic, regardless of who's going against it. So it's going to be interesting to see how you know, this team comes out, I know that they're, you know, a tight team, and, you know, they're going to come out excited, and they're playing against a good team, a very beatable team. So it's not like a foregone conclusion that, you know, they can't beat this team. And, you know, I think Nebraska should look at it. This is the game that we actually finally come out and everybody's hitting against, you know, well, you know, well, we're not old machine as an opponent, but, you know, well recruited opponent, you know, a team that's, you know, well respected. And so styles make fights, and, you know, they're going to probably try to pound us on the boards and wear us down. And then our style is to beat them with out on the edges and create some plays and make them play defense, you know, all the way on the perimeter, where if we do break down the defense, we can actually score in the paint. I think Derek Walker's emergence has made our offense, even though our shooting has been subpar, actually more efficient. You know, he's actually, you know, he's real efficient around the hoop. Anytime you can get quality shots in the middle, you know, that's really, really good for your offense. And, you know, he's a good rebounder. He's tough. He's physical. So we got to continue to do that. And maybe this is a game that Lat Man, you know, actually stretches the defense out and hits some open shots and be that stretch four that, you know, Fred Hoiberg needs in that offense, which will in turn open up driving lanes for Welcher, McGowns, Verge, and then ability for, say, like, Andre and obviously Walker to get some easier shots against, say, like a switch against a, you know, instead of against their five, maybe against their four, and finish up around the hoop. So, you know, look, you know, we got to keep the turnovers low. We got to play good defense. We got to switch harder on, you know, one of the things I think we need to do on defense is switch harder and hedge harder to wear the defense down. You know, yeah, they're going to make plays. I mean, they're Michigan's got great players, and they're going to make plays, but in the middle of the second half of the first half, so as you're getting down to the last 6 minutes, first 6 minutes coming out of there, we want to see them to, you know, chink away at their, you know, their stamina a little bit. You know, you don't want to give them easy shots, easy looks on pick and rolls. You want to make everything cloudy for them so their offense isn't as efficient coming off pick and rolls or driving or the dribble drive or the driving kick. We want to make sure that the passes aren't as crisp to their guys. Make sure the passes don't have as much heat on it, so they can't get in the shooting rhythm, kind of like how teams play against us. So, you know, it's going to be an effort game. It's going to take, you know, all, you know, 7, 8, 9 guys on the bench and, you know, to do it, but it's something that they can do. So it's a tremendous opportunity to go out there and play good basketball after being on the road and having two hard road games, and especially after having a 4-overtime game that you easily let slip away 3 times. Two of those times where you're
you had the ball in your hand
and could have made a shot. And one of the times was the ref missed the wide open foul to allow Verge to go to the foul line to win the game in regulation.
Michigan walks in with some problems. They give up a ton of offensive rebounds, and they actually are one of the teams in the Big Ten that have more turnovers than assists. So opportunity, what Nebraska does with those turnovers, look, they're Michigan's high risk, high reward.
Yeah.
But if Nebraska can capitalize, there are not many teams that they're going to face this year that have more turnovers than assists.
Yeah, and what we don't want them to do is have a get-right game against us. Get right on their assist-to-turnover ratio. We want them to come in and play the same way that they've been playing, turn the ball over more than you assist. And so they got to essentially maybe try to copycat what everybody else has done. So if you really pack the middle and try to take away their big guy and make them either hit open shots or share the ball, that's what you got to do. And if they beat you with the way that they haven't beat anybody else, so be it. Tip your hat. But don't go in there and try to beat them a different way than they've been getting beat.
If you love hurricanes, daiquiris, and, well, any rum cocktail, listen up. Captain Morgan's about to shake things up like never before. We're talking Bourbon Street, New Orleans, home to legendary drinks and unforgettable moments. But what if we told you the most iconic cocktails here have one thing in common? Hint, it's not bourbon. That's right, it's rum. And Captain Morgan is bringing unforgettable fun to Bourbon Street in a way you won't want to miss. Get ready for something big as we gear up for Super Bowl 59. Make sure to keep your eyes on NOLA's most iconic street. Who knows, Bourbon Street might just need a new name. Stay tuned for clues and get ready for the most legendary adventure yet. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Original Spice Rum, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Company, New York, New York.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, they also, I mean, they have 82 offensive rebounds for the season. They've given up 80 offensive rebounds right. for the season.
So I would say there's money to be made on the offense and defensive rebounds. You know what I'm saying? So we got a defensive rebound well, and then obviously we can offensive rebound well against them. So that lets me know their 1, 2, and 3 probably doesn't box out or find guys good enough, right? So there's a lot of watching. So we all got to attack the boards, get you some easy shots. Even if you don't make that first easy shot, then you might draw the big guy to try to, you know, contest the shot. There's D. Wall can say Latman or Eduardo Andre there to get some garbage points. And those are – I call those like gut punches or body blows, offensive rebounds that you actually cash in and you get a good shot. So, you know, it's there. Even though they're a bigger team, they're not so dominant where you're scared to drive it against them. I don't think they're extremely well at shot blocking, you know, so they're not like the old Georgetown Hoyas where you got Patrick Ewing where he's going to send the
They average 3 a game. They give up 3 a game.
Right. So there it is. So, you know, this is a game that where, you know, if you're going to the hoop, you go strong, you're either going to get fouled or you're going to have a great opportunity to make a contested shot. So this is a game where we match up well against them skill wise and obviously the way we've been playing. And we should be excited to play at home. I'm sure the crowd's going to be ready to go. If you look at the way that, you know, the Barry's crowd is in here, I'm sure they're going to, you know, be in there ready to go. And it's a big game. Michigan's a, you know, big name. You got a big name coach. We got a big name coach, and we got, you know, a ton of talent. We can go out there and play well.
Yeah, the Busch Lights are going heavy.
Yeah, that's you know, Nebraska spring water.
Well, I'm trying to figure out. I was trying to understand what that was, and Mark and I talked about it a little bit when Connor was here. But the whole Busch Light in numbers thing, there's several tables with several cans on it. So
yeah.
I thought, you know, maybe the crowd will be a little more feisty tonight.
Yeah, it should be. I wish the game was at like 8.
That was my next question. Why is this an early game? This strikes me as one that, I mean, again, it's Nebraska.
Yeah, and it's Michigan. And you would think that they would want to have them a little bit later.
It just feels like a later in the day game,
yeah.
But that's okay. So their numbers are good. Hunter Dickinson, of course, leads the way with them. My thing with Dickinson is the fact that he's given them 8.5 boards a game.
Yeah.
Which could be a dictator thing. The battle between him and Walker, whether it's him and Walker, him and Andre, or him and Breidenbach.
Yeah.
I think Breidenbach, this would be a nice night.
Night for
where
him.
You think that they might be able to get together and do that. Then behind him, you've got 4 guys who are, you know, just above 4.5 rebounds a game.
Right.
They don't rebound particularly well.
Right.
They're only plus 6 rebounds a game.
Yeah, so they're not as dominant as they were last year. They had a couple guys go to the NBA that were, you know, I think one of the guys was 6'8", 250. You know, he was a, you know, almost a double-double guy. And so it's just part of the deal. And so you can go in there and rebound. We got size. We got Breidenbach. We got Eduardo Andre. We got Derek Walker. That man is big enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, rebounding and defense usually comes down to want to and communication. And so, you know, we got to be able to do that. And they got to be willing to do it and do it harder than Michigan can handle because the opportunity is there for them, you know, obviously, to take advantage of, you know, Michigan's, you know, mishaps that they've had, you know, early in the season. So
they've got both Brooks and Dickinson averaging 14.5 a game. Then you get down to Houston at just under 10. They don't put up a ton of points as you would think.
Right.
Like, I watched them against North Carolina, and I kept waiting for this explosion,
and
it never happened.
They never could get out of – they were always stuck in neutral, it seemed like.
Yeah, it never happened.
Never
I watched
happened.
Them against Arizona. Same
never
thing
happened.
In place, right?
Right?
It looked like they had more talent, but they couldn't hit the trigger. What I'm a little curious about this fan base, that on a night like tonight, that I would hope that it's positive energy.
Yeah,
I hope that there isn't some of the harumphing that goes on when Verge is
not playing well.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I think that's any fan base, but I think, you know, this is a team that you need, you know, they're a young team, inexperienced, but they, you know, they've shown improvement. And, you know, as much frustration as it was watching that NC State game, you should be encouraged because with numbers being down and significant players being down, you know, they didn't really, really run out of gas to that final, overtime.
So fourth overtime, they tapped. They
were just out of gas and legs were gone. So, you know, this is a game that you come and cheer hard for them. This isn't a game you sit here and be upset at if they're struggling a little bit. This isn't Western Illinois where you're like, man, this is a team that we should be dominating and be disappointed. This is going to be a like opponent, like I like to say, an opponent that's worthy, that's obviously coming in with a lot of cachet. So we got to be ready to go, and we're going to need the crowd to be behind everybody. And, you know, ultimately, look, none of the players are playing to play bad. You know, whether it's Verge or, you know, because he's kind of like the quarterback. He has the ball in his hand the most. He's the flashiest player. So he's the guy that's out there the most. So ultimately, we also have to remember he's a guy playing a whole new position. He has never played point guard. I don't think ever has played point guard. He's been a primary ball handler wherever he's been. But he's been a guy that's going to put the ball in the hoop and create for himself. So he's trying to learn on the job, but then also he's got to have guys that when they get the shots open, especially particular open ones, we got to start making money on those shots. We got good enough shooters and talent. We got to start making them.
Because folks get mad at us when we keep saying they have good shooters.
They have good shooters.
Yeah, they have potentially good shooters who aren't shooting well currently.
Right.
Right? And I think at that point you just go, okay, I'll accept it. Over the course of nine games, this is who you are. And then let the numbers play out however they're going to play out.
And you could always start the season slow and they get more consistent as the season goes. And then we also got to hit free throws.
Well, coaches like to say, you know, if we think we have good shooters and they're not shooting well currently, then we got one heck of a streak coming.
Yeah.
The numbers usually balance out for whatever you think they are.
Like you start out in batting and, you know, kind of bats are a little
cold. Well, I just want it to happen tonight, though. Is that too much to ask?
No, it's not. It'd be great.
I think so.
I think it would go a long way if we got busy tonight for the season.
To calm the waters that are –
It's not even that. It's just for the team to get the confidence. I know they work hard. They want it. It'd be a good night, a great night to have payoff to, the, you know, for the fruits of their labor.
Let's hope. Fingers crossed. We will head across the street in about 15 minutes. We'll throw it to break here and then come back and close out. From Barry's Haymarket, I'm DP. He's the Husker Hall of Famer. Jay Foreman on 93.7 The Ticket.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
If you love hurricanes, daiquiris, and, well, any rum cocktail, listen up. Captain Morgan's about to shake things up like never before. We're talking Bourbon Street, New Orleans, home to legendary drinks and unforgettable moments. But what if we told you the most iconic cocktails here have one thing in common? Hint, it's not bourbon. That's right, it's rum. And Captain Morgan is bringing unforgettable fun to Bourbon Street in a way you won't want to miss. Get ready for something big as we gear up for Super Bowl 59. Make sure to keep your eyes on NOLA's most iconic street. Who knows, Bourbon Street might just need a new name. Stay tuned for clues and get ready for the most legendary adventure yet. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Original Spice Rum, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Company, New York, New York.
Taxes was taxing. Now taxes is relaxing when you file for free.
I can file for free? TurboTax Free Edition. Roughly 37% of filers qualify. Simple form 1040 returns only. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free. I can file for free.
Now this is taxes. File for free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your maximum refund. No schedules except for earned income tax credit, child tax credit, and student loan interest. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free.